King Arthur is a legendary figure of British folklore who became king when he pulled a sword from a stone. In the legend, Arthur later received the magical sword Excalibur from the mysterious Lady of the Lake, a woman who appeared from the waters of Dawsmere Pool. Excalibur was said to imbue its possessor with the right to be King of England, as well as possessing a number of magical attributes, including the ability to blind one's enemies in battle. Dawsmere Pool is also said to be the final resting place of Excalibur after the death of King Arthur. According to legends, after King Arthur died at the Battle of Camlann, Sir Bedivere, one of Arthur's knights of the Round Table, discarded Excalibur in Dawsmere Pool, returning the sword to the Lady of the Lake.
According to King Arthur's myth, after he gets mortally wounded in the Battle of Camlann, he's asked to be taken to the Dawsmere Pool to return the sword Excalibur to its owner. Sir Bedivere, a loyal friend of King Arthur, after three attempts, threw Excalibur, the legendary sword, into the Dawsmere Pool Lake. Then, when the sword was about to touch the water, a hand appeared from the surface and grabbed the sword, taking it to the bottom of the lake. Dawsmere Pool is also the home of the Lady of the Lake. Legend says it was the Lady of the Lake who gave Excalibur to King Arthur in the first place, so it makes sense that when King Arthur died, the Lady of the Lake would reclaim the sword for her again. Arthur's legend also says that only the true queen would be able to retrieve the sword from the lake.
The earliest datable attestation of the name Arthur is a 5th to 6th century Celtic Briton general who fought against the invading Saxons, and who may have later given rise to the current version of the famous King Arthur of medieval legend and literature. The exact origins of the name Arthur remains a matter of debate. Some scholars say it means son of the bear or warrior king. Some say bear prince or bear man. Bear cults were a common component in many cultures historically, with ceremonial worship traced as far back as the Paleolithic period. Archaeological findings of buried bear remains uncovered the bones in unusual arrangements and placed in a way not naturally possible. Archaeologists and paleoanthropologists alike attribute the carefully placed arrangements to Neanderthals as an integral part of what looks like a ritual ceremony. This topic is touched on in the book series and movie called The Clan of the Cave Bears, which speculates on the possibilities of interactions between Neanderthal and modern Cro-Magnon humans. The religious practice of the worshipping of bears is found in many North Eurasian ethnic religions, such as the Sami inhabiting Lapland and the adjacent areas of northern Norway, Sweden, and Finland, as well as parts of Russia. The Nivk, who are a native indigenous people around Siberia, the Ainu, a native population in Japan, pre-Christian Basques, who are currently confined to an area between Spain and France, but long ago covered most, if not all, of Europe, and the Finns. Prior to the Christianization of Finland, polytheistic Finnish paganism was widespread amongst indigenous Scandinavian cultures. Along with worshipping the principal god of thunder and sky, they also heavily worshipped and respected bears, which represented a universal goddess or divine feminine energy, what is anthropologically referred to most commonly as a fertility or sex cult. I'll touch on this again deeper at another time. The typical illustration of Artemis, Greek goddess of the hunt, depicts her with either a hunting dog or stag. However, one of Artemis's most sacred animals was the bear. Artemis had domain over the forest and all wildlife within it. The bear was the largest and most powerful animal, and so Artemis found it to be special. Artemis's cult spread over Greece, where young girls played she-bears in honor of Artemis and as a preparation for motherhood. They wore bear masks and acted wildly and participated in activities in worship of her. Another close association between Artemis and bears is in the tale of one of Artemis's followers named Callisto. Callisto was a nymph, or a demigod nature spirit, and as a follower of Artemis, women were charged to stay chaste and pure from men. Callisto was lured into having relations with Zeus, who impregnated her. When Artemis found out, she changed Callisto into a bear. Other versions say Athena was angered when Zeus impregnated the nymph, and so she turned Callisto into a bear. Arteo, the bear goddess of the ancient Celtic Gauls, was also intimately connected to bears, as was Eldiko, the Hungarian bear goddess, and Mieliki, Finnish bear goddess. She's associated with the woods and with wildlife, just as Artemis and Eldiko, but her main attribute is her healing abilities. She heals the animals when they are sick or wounded. This corresponds directly with the medicine of the bear. Shamans know bears to be healers, and so Mieliki was like the bear in this way. The Buddy Bears is a name given to painted, life-size fiberglass bear sculptures with raised arms that have become a symbol of Berlin since 2001. The origin of the name Berlin is uncertain. It may have roots in the language of Western Slavic inhabitants of the area of today's Berlin and may be related to the old Palladian stem Berl, which means swamp. But folk etymology connects the name to the German word for bear, bar. As for the etymology of the word Bern, as in Switzerland, folk legend has it that a duke, the founder of the city of Bern, vowed to name the city after the first animal he met on the hunt, as it turned out to be a bear. Berlin and Bern both fly flags with a black bear with its tongue sticking out. Black, like the goddess Kali of India, who also sticks out her tongue. The Arctic Home in the Vedas is a book on the origin of the Aryan people by Bal Gangadhar Tilak, a mathematician turned astronomer, historian, journalist, philosopher, and revered political leader of India. It propounded the idea that the North Pole was the original home of the Aryans during the pre-glacial period, meaning the Pleistocene or Ice Age, which they had to leave due to the ice deluge and melting glaciers around 8000 BC, having to migrate to the northern parts of Europe and Asia in search of lands for new settlements, bringing their beliefs with them, including the swastika. Which brings us back to King Arthur, whose name may also be linked to Arcturus, a bright star near Ursa Major or the Great Bear, which turns around the North Star, and when each of the solstices and equinoxes are taken into account, makes a swastika pattern in the sky. My name is Robert Sepper. Thank you for watching, sharing, liking, and commenting. See you next time.